people here so blunt? Like, you have to spend an absorbent amount of time among the locals, making friends, interacting with people here in order to really understand. They'll tell you exactly if they like you or if they don't F with you. They'll tell you straight to your face. In fact, my closest friends here locally, they are exactly like that. They'll tell you, nah, I don't like you. Like, you are a real piece of crap. I'm using language that's only suitable for radio. But for those of you that are listening out there, you know exactly what that means. And if someone's really being nice to you here locally, that doesn't mean that they're being genuinely nice. They really don't like you. I'm just amazed by the people who continue to troll, continue to, you know, try to do their best to get my attention and get my underneath my skin. And there are times where I have had to respond, and there are times where I said, you know what, you're not even worth my time. But it's challenging. It really is. And I had a conversation with someone yesterday who I'm not going to give away his name on the air about an opportunity that's coming up. And the one thing that came up, and I had to try to explain to him, and even then, I don't think he really fully understood. And it was, when you are someone that is a public figure, when you're someone that is a rising name, especially here in this city, in this market, where people know who you are. And there are times there are people that are absolutely going to hate you, whether if it's for nonsensical reasons or reasons that you yourself will never truly understand why, or for the mere fact that it is you and not them. Oftentimes it is a challenge, especially when you're not used to dealing with something like that. When you're not used to dealing with criticism or the vitriol and so forth and things of that nature. Things that I had to deal with in 2022, which is really the God honest truth. It helps you grow up fast. It helps you grow up fast in a sense of, you're now a public figure. People are aware of who you are and what you do. You have a pretty sizable following on social media. You got to be very careful, because people are out there looking for you to slip up and fall. That's what 2022 taught me. And that's part of the reason why I want to, you know, starting today, and I'm glad to have done this segment, in which I call it Weirdness of the Day. It's more of pull the curtains back, let the audience in, give them an opportunity to understand who I am and what I am and why I am the way that I am. Because people would think that, well, you're just this way because X, Y, and Z. No, there's a method to my madness. There's a method to everything that I have done and continue to do. I am who I am. You either like it or you hate it. I don't give a damn. That's me. I've held back a lot in my life. So you better understand that now I'm coming with fire. And if it's too much for you, then tune out. Nothing else I can tell you about that. We are so late on station identification that it's not even funny. It just dawned on me, like, bud, you probably need to do station ID now. Actually, I got a few seconds left, so that's exactly what we're going to do. It's time for station identification. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
This is Satomi.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
Yeah. You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
You owe no home of no family.
Hey, this is Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
And we are back. Welcome back to the Shukri Red Show, hour number two of the program, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tuss Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org, wherever you may be. However you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your Wednesday morning. As it is now 10:06 a.m. And for those of you that are listening live, I appreciate you always. And those of you that are going to be listening to the show on demand on podcast, on the Shukri Reds podcast, thank you. I appreciate you as always. Sometimes being a maniac gets you places in life. Some will understand, some won't. Point is, learn to be you. Find you. Because a lot of people out here really are frankly very lost. They don't know who the hell they really are. And in sports, oftentimes than not, I find it funny how sometimes the media likes to attack what they don't understand. I mean, if we're going to be completely honest, and for those of you that are old enough, you're about to understand the reference I'm about to make. Go back and look at how the media treated Dennis Rodman. I'm dead serious. I'm talking about during his playing days. Specifically his playing days. Obviously, yeah, he's had his controversies post-playing career. Most notably, him going to visit the North Korean dictator just a few years back. But I'm talking about during his career. I'm sure many of you remember the Dennis Rodman interview with the late Barbara Walters, amongst other notable media hits, and as well as his relationship with Carmen Electra. I believe this was back in 1998, if I remember correctly. The media likes to attack what they don't understand. But what I do understand is this. See, when you are a complete dink, you are an absolute dink. When people who have been around you long enough know that when you are a complete moron, you are truly a moron. And Kyrie Irving fits the billing perfectly, better than any other athlete that I can think of in the NBA currently right now. So, when the news broke that Kyrie Irving was being traded to the Dallas Mavericks, I, for one, was like, oh! So the man asks for a trade, and he gets his trade request fulfilled. Oh, okay. And you know what's funny about that? Is that for the life of me, I don't understand Kyrie Irving as it pertains to his antics. I truly don't get it. Now, the man has a right to stand on for what he believes in terms of what he did during the bubble. You think that players should, you know, like, set out in terms of, you know, protests and police brutality. Okay, fine. You don't have to agree with it. That was his stance back then. Sure. But this is the same guy who 2 years later basically got rammed and slammed, and I was one of them. I slammed him on social media. That He wants to come out and basically retweet or like a tweet that was filled with anti-Semitic tropes, things along that nature and whatnot. And he got slammed by the media, met with the NBA commissioner. He had an 8-game suspension and so forth. And that supposedly left a sour taste in Kyrie Irving's mouth. Well, what do you know? He's been playing well when he was healthy. When he's healthy, and he's been healthy for a while now, playing absolutely terrific basketball. And what's funny is that days before the trade request, I literally said to myself, he's been quiet for too long. I don't know what it is. But whenever someone with such supreme talent, but with such a mercurial personality, is quiet for too long when they are known to be loud, pompous, and a very unwavering, wailing child, or should I say man-child, you know something's coming up. It's like the misbehaved child who has been quiet for too long. You know their tendencies. You know what they're about. You know their persona at a certain point, having dealt with them long enough. You know that he's up to something no good. So when Kyrie Irving sells the Brooklyn Nets, Josiah, the owner, trade me. You don't think for one moment that this is a byproduct of I need to absolutely get the hell out of here? That's exactly what this was. He was too quiet for too long. I guess he needed time to think about whether he wants to be in Brooklyn or not. Whoops. Whoops. And he said, you know what? Get me out of here. I don't want to be here no more. All right. We'll pack your bags for you. We'll sing to the JFK. Vamos. Assalamu alaikum. Peace. And he's in Dallas now. Ladies and gentlemen, what I like for you to know about me is that when it comes to Kyrie Irving, I hold no punches. I hold no punches when it comes to a lot of different things. But when it comes to Kyrie Irving in particular, the one thing I don't understand is him feeling that he was not appreciated or he was not respected. I have one major question for that, and I'm dead serious here. I want to understand, Kyrie, like, what do you mean not being respected? Can you explain that to me? Like, I mean, please do. I mean, I'd like for you to please explain to me, how is it that you were not respected in Brooklyn? Should we run down the whole list of things that the Brooklyn Nets absolutely catered to? Let's start with the fact that you sat out the NBA bubble. The Nets supported you. You refused to get the vaccine. The Nets still supported you, although you couldn't play in the home games. Yet, every time you had a prima donna, every time you had a prima donna, like, request, you went to the Brooklyn Nets and asked for them to cater to your needs. So the moment they refused to back you and support you, when you got completely annihilated by the sports media at large, including yours truly, I don't feel respected. I don't feel like I'm respected. I feel like I'm tolerated. Don't be someplace where they feel tolerated. Go somewhere where you're respected. Like, buddy, you had your ass kissed in Brooklyn. And I genuinely do feel for Kevin Durant. Because it's hilarious how life works. And I'm pretty sure that Kyrie Irving is about to do to the Dallas Mavericks what he has done to the Cleveland Cavaliers, to the Boston Celtics, and now the Brooklyn Nets. Just because someone moves to a new place doesn't mean that they changed. They are who they are in different skin covering. That's what that is. I'm telling you, it's got to be one of the most comical things that I've seen in the NBA in quite some time. We're going to go on a music break. Coming up next, did I ever tell you why I am so looking forward to this weekend? It's Super Bowl week, for God's sakes. But we haven't even talked about the Super Bowl yet. Oh, we're going to do that, all right. You better believe that. Coming up next here on the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Legalize
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Forum Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Of course, I had to show some love to Rihanna, as she is performing this weekend at the Super Bowl 57 halftime show, which, by the way, the game is on Fox this Sunday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern kickoff. The single greatest Sunday of the year. And Rihanna's part of that. I can't wait. But that's not the reason why I'm actually looking forward to Sunday. I have a lot of reasons why, but none more bigger than the fact that I will be in Philadelphia on Sunday. I'll be in Philadelphia on vacation beginning this Saturday. Spend time with family, visit my mother, who I haven't seen in 6 months. Can't wait to see her and the rest of my family, my closest extended family. It's going to be great. I can't wait. So, I was talking to a colleague about this yesterday, and I was telling him what I'm about to tell you, and that is that I'm going to be in Philly, Super Bowl Sunday in Philadelphia, and his eyes lit up like a Christmas tree, and he said, "Shoo, you're going to be in Philly on Super Bowl Sunday, and the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl. You know," I'm like, "Yes, I'm going to Philadelphia." But number one, family. I want to see my family. I want to see my friends, my closest friends that are extended family. But then 1A, and that's not even number two. It's 1A. I want to see chaos in Philadelphia. I want to see chaos up close, impersonal, Sunday night. Whether the Eagles win or lose, it's going to be epic. Listen, Boston, I have seen some epic celebrations since I moved here nearly 6 years ago. I saw the Red Sox win the World Series in 2018. I saw that celebration, although I'm not a Red Sox fan, but I saw it. I was at the parade. That was epic. I was here when the Patriots beat the Rams in Super Bowl 53 4 years ago. I was here. I was in the midst of the celebration in downtown Boston, which was truly special. And the more that I reflect on it and look back at old videos that I took from that night, it was incredible. But I am sure that somewhere in the back of my mind, that the chaos that is truly going to ensue in Philadelphia may pale in comparison to what I've seen here in Boston, where Boston is the best sports city in the country. Philadelphia is the craziest sports city in the country. Now, let me differentiate between the two. Boston sports fans, there's nothing that compares them to any other major market in the country. Not even New York. And all of you know that I'm from New York, born and raised. But even Boston sports fans don't even compare to New York sports fans. They don't. But what I will tell you is this. Philadelphia, as someone who has lived in Philadelphia, who lived in the Philadelphia area for many years prior to moving to Boston, and knows the city and knows the region very well, I will guarantee you this. If they win on Sunday night, it will be a celebration unlike anything we've seen. And that's even more remarkable considering that the Philadelphia Phillies were painfully close to winning the World Series. But it just didn't work out. The Eagles, if they win, and knowing that the Eagles are truly the heart and soul of Philadelphia sports. They really are. It's not even debatable. It's not even up for debate. I'm telling you this for a fact, that the Eagles are truly the heart and soul of the city of Philadelphia. If they win on Sunday, I am telling you right now, I think their celebration might be the wildest thing that I've seen. And if they lose, the anger of that city, will be unlike anything that I've seen from any other city in a while. In fact, just to give you an inkling of an idea, I'm just going to play this clip just very briefly, about a minute and a half long, of what it sounded like in Philadelphia the night they won the Super Bowl 5 years ago, unfortunately, against the Patriots. This is what it sounded like, ladies and gentlemen. Because, see, Philly, I will tell you, I don't get what it is. What is it about that city? But there's something about the attitude of that city and the people that reminds me so much of Boston. I'm going to tell you exactly what that is after I play this clip for you. This is courtesy of CBS Philadelphia from February of 2018, 5 years ago. Here it is.
Before we get to that, let's take another look. Mm-hmm. We'll take a look back.
Let's do it.
An amazing and, of course, memorable night. Super Bowl champions.
What'd you think of that game, buddy?
It was amazing. Woo! Everyone is celebrating tonight.
A lot of excitement right now.
This is what we've been waiting for. And guess what? Everyone in here is going to take the street because Philadelphia is represented tonight.
It's just so fun because we're obviously taking you to all different parts of the city.
Broad and Walnut, Chestnut, all the way down.
They're popping champagne bottles in the middle of Frankfurt and Cottman Avenues.
From South Philly to Frankfurt and Cottman to West Philly to North Philly to the great Northeast, the entire city, the suburbs.
This is the suburbs representing.
This is what it's about. Celebrating the Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles.
The whole world now knows who is number one. The whole team played an incredible game tonight.
You're crying, man. No, you're crying.
I'm crying, yeah.
I'm so excited, man.
Congratulations.
They did it.
He brought up the Super Bowl win.
That was 5 years ago. And I was here actually watching the game, Super Bowl 52, at the draft in Alston. For those of you that know about that place, know that place absolutely rocks. I was here. But Sunday, I'll be in Philadelphia. I want to see chaos. I am looking forward to chaos so much that I want to see these people either celebrate out of happiness or celebrate out of anger. Either way, Philadelphia is going to turn up on Sunday, one way or the other. And for the crazy sports fan that is me and being a sports radio personality that I am, I actually want to see chaos. I want to see people climb on top of the SEPTA bus. I want to see people, you know, running buck wild somewhere in the SEPTA subways of Philadelphia and running into a concrete pillar, going absolutely bananas or just acting maniacal. Because let's be honest, sports brings out either the best or the worst in us. Don't sit here for 1 minute and try to act as if you're holier than thou. Oh, we don't act that way. Baloney. That's a bunch of crap. Stop it. Stop it. Sports brings out the best and the worst of us. That's just the truth. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. We have hit another break. And coming up next on the other side of the break, as we still got a little less than a half hour left of the show. Man, listen. It's Super Bowl week. How are you feeling about the game? Let's talk about the game, shall we? Bet. We'll talk about the game and much more coming up next on the other side of this break. You're listening to The Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come on.
SSSMMM. What up, though? Welcome back to the Sugar Ray Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuss, V Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app on the and as well as WMFO.org. Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. Since this is the last show before the Super Bowl, I will tell you that I'm looking forward to the shenanigans on Sunday. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, it's the perfect day to go for a massive freaking walk around the city of Philadelphia. Of course, help my mom cook. No, I'm not going to leave her to do all the work by herself. Hell no. 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 I help her cook. But I'm going to tell her, Mom, I'm going for a nice little walk around Philadelphia. I'll be in South Philadelphia. I'm sure I'll find my way to Center City. I'm sure the conversation will more than likely be about the Eagles and nothing but the Eagles. It's Sunday. I am ready. I'm ready for the game to be now. Like, I'm ready. I'm not even an Eagles fan. I'm not. Like, I'm a Patriots fan, but I will tell you this. I have been on this train now for a better part of the last, I'd say, 3 weeks, so to speak, that this is a team that I genuinely feel as if that they have a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl as much as the Chiefs does. Now, what do you think of the game? Well, this is what I honestly think. The Chiefs come into a game in which that they have a chance. They have the best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes, in a year that many people thought that the Chiefs' offense was going to take a step back. In fact, I think they were equally as good, if not even better. Why? Ball distribution. And yes, losing Mecole Hardman is a loss. He's on injured reserve, which means he is not going to play in the Super Bowl, which it's a tough blow. However, you like what you've seen in terms of the toughness and the grit of Patrick Mahomes playing on a high ankle sprain. That run that he had in the AFC Championship game that get that big first down. Ooh, that was stuff of legend right there, ladies and gentlemen. And as well as the Chiefs defense, I mean, you got to give respect where it's due. You know, Chris Jones and Fred Clark, those are two of the best interior linemen in the league. And listen, I think it's going to come down to the battle of the quarterbacks. And it's going to come down to who doesn't turn the ball over. How do I feel about the run game? I think the run game it should be dominated by the Philadelphia Eagles. Between Miles Sanders and Boston Scott, I do think they are going to give that Kansas City Chiefs front seven absolute fits. Because Miles Sanders is the type of running back that you know he can run the ball out of the backfield, but he can also be a factor in the pass game as well. And then, by the way, also, Jalen Hurts isn't just a quarterback that can beat you with his arm, as he's done repeatedly to teams over and over and over and over again throughout the entire season and postseason. This is someone who can also beat you with his legs, as he's done again and again and again all season long. So my question to the Kansas City Chiefs would be, how do you stop Jalen Hurts? I don't think you can. I think you try to play a game of keep away as much as possible. Because we've seen this time and time again. When Jalen Hurts is healthy, he has been unstoppable this entire season. Well, the Eagles haven't played any good teams. Are you going to really hold that against anybody? They're not the ones that make the schedule, for God's sakes. They're not. They played and they dominated the teams in which that they needed to dominate. And the games that Jalen Hurts missed, by the way, Gardner Minshew wasn't terrible. He had one really good game. The other two were average. But I'm sure Eagle fans were saying this during that stretch in which that, you know what, we'd rather struggle now than to struggle in the playoffs. And it turns out that they were right. They were absolutely right. The Chiefs, on the other hand, the one thing that I'm not concerned about is whether if Travis Kelce would get his touches. He's going to get his touches, all right. He's going to have his imprint on this game. I am curious to see how big of a role is Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to have in this game. Because if he can get going, it's going to be a dogfight. It is going to be a dogfight. And as much as we talk about the battle of the quarterbacks between Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts, and rightfully so, because those two quarterbacks are two of the best freaking cheat codes there is for any NFL offense in the NFL today. They are. You go get you a human cheat code like Patrick Mahomes, you're winning at least 63-65% of your games. You get yourself a cheat code like Jalen Hurts, like what he has done so far under Nick Sirianni, you're winning at least 70% of your games. The proof is in the pudding, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'll even pose to you this question. Who would you say is going to be the biggest factor in this game? Who? Not including the quarterbacks. For me, the answer to that for the Eagles, I think is going to be A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown was acquired from the Tennessee Titans to be the number one receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles this season. He has been everything that the Eagles can ask for and then some. Hell, having A.J. Brown, a big-bodied receiver like him, has made the offense open up even more. That was something that didn't have in 2021. They didn't have a true number one receiver in 2021. No disrespect to Devontae Smith. No disrespect to Alshon Jeffrey. But they didn't have that. But they have that now. And dare I say, A.J. Brown is the best number one receiver, in my opinion, that the Eagles have had since Terrell Owens in 04. I really believe that. We talk about size, you talk about strength, you talk about his ability to separate and get the ball at the highest point. We talk about all the intangibles that make a number one receiver like A.J. Brown so dominant. Even when he's not being targeted, he's still a factor that secondaries have had to game plan for. And I'm not so sure that the Kansas City Chiefs had the secondary to game plan for A.J. Brown. I'm not even sure if they have the game plan to be able to adequately guard against this Eagles receiving core that has been absolutely lethal this season. So, this now boils down to one simple question. What's your prediction? The game is going to be decided in the trenches. It is going to be a battle between offensive line and defensive line. Let me explain. Super Bowl 57 will be decided in the trenches. Is the Eagles offensive line that has been the best offensive line in the NFL this season, hands down, no questions asked, going to be up to the task to stop and slow down the Kansas City Chiefs pass rush that has been problematic at times at various different points of the season and the postseason as well? Because you know damn well that Steve Spagnuolo, the current defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, who also once upon a time was the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants in 07, he is going to dial up the blitz. You know that's coming. So it's going to come down to Eagles offensive line versus the pass rush of the Kansas City Chiefs. Which one is going to win and which one is going to dominate? And that is going to be the telltale of your Super Bowl that's coming up on Sunday. My prediction for this game, to wrap it up before we go to a music break, I got the Eagles winning this game. It's going to be 31-28. I got 31-28 Eagles winning Super Bowl 57 out in the desert in Arizona. The number to call in is 855-915-WMFO, 855-9636 is the number to call in. As we are going to music break now, but before we do, here we go. Coming up next, final thoughts of the show, plus a preview of what is coming next at 11 o'clock here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright, yours truly. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee, from radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Searching for my soul, whoever turned you cold, And I hope I'm not sounding too desperate. I need love and affection.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free From Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Got a couple of more minutes left in the program here with you today to 11 a.m. That is where Dance Music Express is going to take over from 11 a.m. till noon, so stick around for that one. As I look to my right and I notice that there's a very odd phone stick to the likes I haven't seen in quite some time that really just got me annoyed. I'm like, what the hell am I looking at? Like, I remember seeing this being a thing in New York, walking around Times Square like several years ago, thinking that this would be a thing in the past, but no, clearly it's still a thing because this gentleman still got it like in studio, and I'm looking at it. And I'm like wondering if he's actually going to use it as some sort of a webcam or, I mean, please. Do tell, because I'm more perplexed more than anything right now. So, like, I'm just genuinely curious as to, like, what is this and what's on deck?
Well, hey, thanks for introducing me, my show, Dance Music Express. I'm not into computers, all right? I'm not into that, like, Instagram stuff and all that. You know, we're old, okay? Maybe you're not. I'm old.
Oh, jeez.
But I've got this... this little camera thing, and I bought one of these for $11, and it has a light on it and everything. I don't know how to use it.
Oh, really?
But I'm glad I got it.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely has a purpose for sure.
Yeah.
While we still have a few minutes, do you watch Super Bowl at all?
Do I look like I'm in shape to watch that kind of stuff?
Do I look like in shape to watch the Super Bowl? But here we are.
I ain't going to answer that question. You're twice my size. I ain't saying nothing.
Smart man. I'll give you that. But what do you have on deck for today's show?
Well, I'm gonna start working on my pre-noontime workout.
So okay.
I like to get the people out there a little bit, walk around the campus and wherever my listeners are, thank God. And I do Top 40 and dance music and you know, stuff like that. So I gonna kind of stay with my format. You know, a lot of my listeners are very popular in Italy. I don't know why. Can you imagine?
Do you play a lot of like techno and dance music?
I'm more dance music. Yeah, I'm more dance. I like mixing and blending and stuff. I've been in the nightclubs for many years.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm old, you know.
Oh, stop it. Age ain't nothing but a number.
I hear you.
So, I'm going to tie a little sports to music here. Now, It's Sunday morning, Super Bowl Sunday. What should people listen to as they're getting ready for Super Bowl parties, wherever they're going to be watching the game and so forth? What should they be listening to?
Well, if it was me, I'd be, you know, spinning some nice, like, funk or soul and then kick them with some Motown. Then I'd work them into a dance set after the party.
Of course.
Continues. And I definitely would...
Maybe a little Smokey Robinson?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Absolutely. Kidding me, yeah.
That sounds like a plan right now.
Great stuff, man. Great stuff.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it's hard to believe that the NFL season is coming to an end now. But with that being said, it's also the dawn of the start of spring, so to speak.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm ready.
Yeah, me too, yeah. I had no heat the other night. The heat went on -12.
Oh,
my heat goes out.
I got something for you for that. Mm-hmm. Like I felt that because so part of my aggravation in the last few days has been the fact that on Saturday that was the case. I didn't have heat in my apartment. Mm-hmm. There was no hot water either, or very little of it. It was there maybe for a moment, then gone. So I was pretty annoyed.
I lost the my kitchen froze up, but I saved it. Luckily, I put
a heater. Oh, thank goodness, yeah.
Got a heater under the sink, and I saved that. And then the heat's working fine now. It was -12 degrees out.
Yeah.
Heat shuts down. Now it's fine. It's 50 out. We're okay. Yeah,
exactly. But like now, like, the lack of hot water has got me like all hot and bothered. I'm like, listen, I don't do cold showers.
I hear you.
Like, especially when it's cold like this. Like, you in the summer, that's one thing. Like, yeah, you need to cool down your body a little bit, but. Now I'm not about to give myself a double whammy between lack of hot water and walking down to the cold after taking a cold shower. Brilliant idea. Let me know how that works.
Is it fixed now? Did you fix it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I hope to find out tonight. Like, but we'll see. Because I'm just like, look, I don't know how people take cold showers. I mean, that's one thing, like, you know, people who work out and whatnot. And, you know, like, that's like post-workout recovery. Like, that, it's beneficial. Yes. But if you're an everyday guy or gal or whatever you identify as, and you're going out into the cold, it's really cold showers the thing you want to be taking before you go out into the cold air and exposing your pores to such elements? Like, I don't know.
Absolutely not.
That is exactly why I posed the question, because I'm like, listen, I like for my sanity to be challenged sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I like to be also insane, but I mean, what do I know? But with all that being said, so in about less than 90 seconds, we are going to have Dance Music Express come join the air at 11 a.m. So stick around for some really good stuff. But just real quick, in terms of final thoughts of the show here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Super Bowl Sunday, wherever you do, please take laxatives. Because I know there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be eating wings and Philly cheesesteaks and barbecue if you're in Kansas City or wherever else that you may be listening or watching the game on Sunday. Take laxatives. Make sure that your insides are all cleaned out, because you don't want to be full of crap. I mean, that's never the way to go. But with all that being said, have a blast, because I sure as heck will. I won't be here next Wednesday. I'll be in Philadelphia on vacation, so someone will be stepping in to fill in for me, unless someone across from me wants to fill in, and we'll be happy to do so. So, yes, you can fill in for me next week.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
So 9 to 11. So you'll be on the air for 3 hours next week.
Yeah, that's gonna be a long time, man.
You better find a way to fill in 3 hours. As a veteran of doing 3 hour shows, I know what that's like. So
yeah,
enjoy.
I know it'll be fun. We'll get through it.
Absolutely, and that's gonna do it for me. I am saying so long, until.